Glad you're with us at WHYY. I'm Matt Gillum. Autumn in the Mid-Atlantic is brilliant foliage, fiery red leaves, dazzlingly orange ones, and bright golden hues lighting up trees. While the annual show is always one of nature's most inspiring, all those leaves eventually depart their branches. Your neighborhood or backyard may be awash in the aftermath of the spectacle. Here to gab about the garden and share some insights on what to do with all those leaves is lecturer and author Jenny Rose Carey. Hi, Jenny.
Hi, Matt.
All right. Fall in this part of the country really is something special, and I love the beauty of the leaves changing. But that said, I can imagine if you've got even one big tree in your yard, you appreciate the colors, but you heave a sigh. Raking, collecting the leaves, bagging them, it's a lot of work. So should people be raking up all their leaves or let some of them stay put?
Well, of course, there's always a couple of different answers. Never anything just simple. But if you can get some of those leaves and save them, you are going to be very grateful because they actually, if you think of the act of those falling, normally in a forest or our eastern deciduous woodland, they would fall to the ground and there they would stay. There would be no leaf blowers involved in this picture.
Hold on, I just want to appreciate the glorious silence.
I know, I knew you'd love that. So back in the day when this area was all woodland, all the leaves fell, they would lay on the soil and gradually get incorporated into the soil, enriching that soil as they went. Since we have been raking them up and blowing them away, your soils are probably depleted. So leaves naturally break down. If you even have a small yard, you may have an out-of-the-way corner that you can put some bags of leaves in that will rot down. The idea is to save yourself money by letting those leaves naturally break down into what's called leaf mold, which all it is broken up leaves. And one of the quickest ways to do that is put them on your lawn and run over them with the lawnmower.
And to make a leaf mold, you really just sort of
breaking them down,
mulch them, break them, and then let them go.
And then storing them, you know, like if you have flower beds, though, you can leave them on there or you can blow them out onto the lawn, break them up or strim them if you have a strimmer and then get them back on the bed. So I tend to take the first lot of leaves off and put them in the chicken wire container where they'll break down.
Like a little enclosure.
Little enclosure. And then the next lot I get onto the beds.
Now, if you've got a big yard with a garden area, more than a few trees dropping leaves into it, how would you suggest managing that?
So with big yards, I mean, I usually, again, really find a corner that you don't mind where they are going to sit. And over the course of the coming years, I use it for potting. I use it for, you know, just a mulch. I use it for amending the soil. When I plant anything, in goes some of the leaf mold. And I think...
Can you take some of that from the outside into your house plants and enliven them a little bit?
Yes, you could. Yeah. I mean, you know, will it come with a few bugs? Yes, but as long as you're like my house, it won't matter. I mean, there's a reason we buy sterilized soil, and that usually goes into houseplants. But I do find that for outdoor containers, a bit of leaf mold in there really does help the soil.
Well, we've talked about what you can do with leaves, and we've also acknowledged the slight pain they can be. But if somebody wants to plant a tree that will provide some breathtaking foliage and drop a lot of leaves, what would you suggest?
Go native. I know I keep saying this, but, you know, something like an oak, if you have the room, if you have the big garden, try and add in an oak because those are our canopy trees. They live for 300-400 years. There's some of them around this area that have been alive and seen all those things. We're going to be celebrating 250 years. Some of those oaks were, you know, saplings when this country was being born. So if you think about that, you're giving a gift to future generations. If not, a small one that I love is a redbud tree. And another one that I'm really encouraging people to plant is a Cornus florida. It's our flowering dogwood that you used to see in everybody's front yards. And then there was a disease that came and wiped a lot of them out because they were all planted at the same time. Now there's some that are resistant to that. But they have a fruit on them that our migratory birds love. And I know I keep talking about birds, but somebody's got to feed these birds that are migrating through our area. So those are three that I would suggest. And there's a group called Tree Tenders in Philadelphia run by the Pennsylvania Horticulture Society that will help you with your tree planting, and you can join those groups and they will teach you how to plant trees. So if you're a tree hugger, join Tree Tenders.
And with that, we have been chatting with horticulturalist and our go-to gardener, Jenny Rose Carey. Jenny, thanks for making the time.
My pleasure.
And remember, if you have a gardening question, we would love to tackle it on the air. Send it to us at garden@whyy.org.